The United Nations has expressed grave concern over the military offensive by Saudi-backed militants against the Yemeni city of Hodeidah. The UN spokesman Staffan de Jarrick said the world body has begun drawing up contingency plans and stepping up aid deliveries. De Jarrick warned that increased fighting would result in the displacement of more people. Forces loyal to the former president, backed by Riyadh, are closing in on Hodeidah, which is a key entry point for the country's humanitarian aid. Meanwhile, Yemen's Ansarullah movement called for mass mobilization to defend the port city. The Saudis accused Ansarullah of using the port for weapons delivery. Joining us via Skype from Ontario is Edward Corrigan. He's a human rights attorney. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Corrigan. Now, as we've just mentioned, Hodeidah does hold strategic importance for Yemen, hence this attack by the Saudi-backed forces. However, how much worse do things need to get before the UN takes any concrete action?
Well, things are terrible right now. You've got the world's worst humanitarian crisis, and it's all man-made, largely because of the country. Now, the port Hodeidah is the major entry point for humanitarian aid, for medicine, gas, other things. And if it's shut down by the Saudi-supported allies of former President Hadi, it will be devastating for the population. And they're already on the edge of mass starvation. They've got huge problems. And this is just sort of, I'm going to increase the pressure on the Hutu movement and the people who are supporting them. But so far, they've displayed tremendous resilience. They've fought against overwhelming odds. And in fact, the Saudis have not been able to squash the desire of the people of Yemen for freedom. This is going to be very, the situation in Yemen is, of course, very critical, but also there's a lot of activity split between the United Arab Emirates and, of course, the Saudi-backed forces. That's one thing that's going on. There was an alliance between the Ansar movement and the Hutus, soldiers that were loyal to former President Saleh, but that has have fallen apart, and, of course, former President Saleh himself was killed. So you've got a lot of volatility, and you've got cracks in the UAE alliance, and we don't know what's going to happen. But the UN should be taking, stronger action against the Saudis, but I don't think because they are supporting Saudi Arabia, making, billions of dollars by selling arms to Saudi Arabia, which end up going, being dropped on the citizens of you've got actually American troops on the ground in Yemen, and you have American support and British support for the siege. So it's a horrific situation. It's almost worse, but if the port is cut off,
right,
it means most of the people in Yemen are going to be already in desperate situations and going to get far worse.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That's Edward Corrigan, human rights attorney, joining us via Skype from Ontario. Mr. Corrigan, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV, and we do apologize for those slight technical difficulties with the connection there.